Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and today we're going to be talking about seasonal affective disorder and some healthy habits that everyone can incorporate into the new year. As usual, I do have a few announcements to begin our program. First of all, I do want to thank Pastor John at Trinity Lutheran Church in Ellsworth for hosting our SALT meeting last Thursday. So SALT is an acronym. People have heard me mention it stands for Seniors in Law Enforcement Together. And this was the first time that Ellsworth had hosted a SALT meeting, and we had a great turnout. It was fun to see new faces. We had the high school singers from the South Hamilton High School, and they did an amazing job. I just can't say enough about it. I want to thank everybody for coming out. We announced at that meeting that we plan to hold the next SALT meeting, which will be in February. We go every other month. We're going to have it in Blairsburg, and we're hoping to have it at the Opera House. So stay tuned, but mark your calendars now. We host the SALT meetings the first Thursday of the month, and it's every other month, and we do different locations throughout Hamilton County. And we certainly hope to see new faces at future meetings. In other news, a reminder, December needs you. The next Webster City Community Blood Drive will be held tomorrow at Van Deest Medical Center in our clinic boardroom from 12:30 to 5:30, and appointments are encouraged. The number to call is 800-287-4903, or go online, and I think that's the easiest way to do it. Visit lifeservebloodcenter.org to schedule your appointment. Again, that's tomorrow, 12:30 to 5:30, and we do need those donors, so we hope that you will schedule an appointment and come over and donate blood. A thank you to Scooters in Webster City for serving as our corporate sponsor. They provide the cookies for the blood drives every month, and it is appreciated by everyone. They're so delicious. Also, I have an announcement to make, a new announcement. We have a change in our oncology services that are offered at Van Deest Medical Center. Very pleased to share that we will continue to offer oncology and hematology services in partnership with Mission Cancer and Blood, and will actually be increasing our oncology clinics that are offered at the hospital. Dr. Robert Behrens, who is a medical oncologist and hematologist, will be joining our visiting specialists at the end of this month. Dr. Behrens graduated with distinction from Iowa State University in 1992, and he earned his medical degree from the University of Iowa College of Medicine in 1997. He completed his residency in internal medicine at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland, and then completed a fellowship at the National Cancer Institute in Bethesda, Maryland. He specialized in immunotherapy of cancer and was protocol chairman of a national breast cancer vaccine trial. He has been extensively involved in colon, pancreas, and ovarian vaccine trials. Dr. Behrens has been with Mission Cancer and Blood since 2003. He will begin seeing patients at our specialty clinic at Van Deest Medical Center on Friday, December 27th. He and his team will visit our hospital the first and third Fridays of each month to provide services. If you have questions about Dr. Behrens or our visiting oncology services, you can call our specialty clinic department at 515-832-7746. And then I do want to give a plug for the gift shop at Van Deest Medical Center. They have some fantastic things. So great items for gift giving or for yourself. They have so many cute things. The gift shop is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and will be open some weekends prior to Christmas. So Saturday, December 14th and 21st, they will be open 10 to 2, and Sundays, December 15th and the 22nd, open 12 to 4. And with that, we're going to get started into our program. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD as it is called, is a type of depression that's related to changes in the seasons. It begins and ends at about the same time every year. Here to lighten the mood and help us conquer seasonal blues and embrace a fresh start, from Senior Life Solutions, we have program therapist Tim Heller. Hello and welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thanks for being on the show. Let's start with seasonal affective disorder. Talk about what it is, maybe the symptoms, causes. Tim, if you would.
Seasonal affective disorder is basically a type of depression. Happens during certain types of the seasons, most often in the fall and winter. Most of the research indicates, because you think it's the diminishing of the light, the vitamin D that we get from the sunlight that we get every day starts to get less and less as the days get shorter. So that has an impact on our body. It causes our body to not process certain chemicals in our brain, which makes us more sluggish, more tired. We may feel more depressed. A lot of people would say that there's a time period in their in the winter months where they just don't feel like themselves. They feel tired. They feel down. Sad. Whatever the reason is, some of it may be seasonal affective disorder. And one of the things that I was doing when I looked at the research was the fact that this is a condition that affects millions of people across the United States, across the globe, but we have a little bit more research with it in the United States. And the fact is that one article I read said that as many as 56% of the adult population is affected by seasonal affective. Maybe not as severe, mm-hmm. where they can't get out of bed, but that just feeling that sluggishness, not feeling well, or just not themselves. I truly believe it. I personally, and we were talking about this before the show, believe I have seasonal affective disorder. It's hard for me to get up in the winter months to get up. I'm a stubborn workaholic, so I get up and go to work, but I'm not myself. I'm dragging. And as a therapist, we want to present ourselves as a good influence for our patients. And that's something that I think that I have to be very aware of when I'm working with our patients, because if they're going through that depression and they're going through that seasonal affective disorder and I'm not taking care of myself, then they will read that. Mm-hmm. Our patients are very astute. They know what's going on, and they can see if you're talking the talk but not walking the walk. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important that all of us understand this disorder and take steps to address that, because it is addressable. That's the other thing that's important to understand. It's not a long-lasting depression. It's something that we can modify our behaviors and do some supplemental things that will make us feel better during those months. And I think that's what's the most positive thing about this. You talk about other disorders, more severe depression, more severe anxiety, those types of things. They will stick around sometimes for years, where a seasonal affective in general is about the same every year, and we bounce out of it. So interesting backtracking on why this happens and why we're like this. Some of the research I've read is scientifically they believe that maybe the reason is because much like our ancestors, in the winter months, if we didn't have the modern technologies that we have due today, it would be natural and normal for us to slow down in the winter months. Very much like a bear hibernates, as in the winter months, it's a protective thing. It's not an unnatural thing. It's something that our body's designed to protect us. in the modern world, though, we can't just lay in bed for 3 months.
Right.
That's the reality of it. So that's why it really makes a difference for us to understand this thing and take steps to correct it. Because, you know, we do live in a modern world and we do want to be active and productive, even in the winter months.
Mm-hmm. And it is real. And that's why we do talk about this. I mean, I appreciate, Tim, that you share. You experience this.
Absolutely.
You know what it feels like. And, you know, working with Tim, I know he's a go-getter. So it's surprising for me to hear that. You know, as we were talking before the show, it does make a difference. The good news is this type of depression typically does, it's short term. Mm-hmm. So it lasts kind of the season, the winter season, but there are steps you can take to overcome it. And that is what we want to get out to listeners. If there's someone that experiences some of these symptoms, there's some things that they can do to improve.
Absolutely. Some of the suggestions I give my patients, and I actually practice myself, is the use of light therapy. They actually have lights that you can buy. They're relatively cheap. You can get them through Walmart or Amazon that will provide fluorescent light that is more like sunlight. Mm-hmm. It'll provide that vitamin that you need through your skin. So that's one simple answer for a lot of people. But I often believe that most of us need more than one little thing to help us. One of the things that I avidly believe in and I practice and I tell my patients, and they'll tell you, they go to therapy, but one of the things that I often talk to them about is exercise. A lot of people have no idea that they think it's good for our body physically, but it's also good for our brain. It's good for our nervous system. One of the things that I've read and understand is that exercise actually helps regenerate cells, including our brain cells. So if we're down and we're depressed, you know, part of that may be very much improved by daily exercise. And how much exercise do we need? I mean, I'm talking to 65 and older, and they're recommending 30 minutes mm-hmm. a day for somebody 65 and older. So if you're younger and you're inactive, one of the best things you can do for yourself is start exercising.
Start moving.
Moving mm-hmm. is huge. And I, you know, until about, probably 3 or 4 years ago, I was not an exerciser. But once you go down that path and you become, it becomes part of your life. Not, hey, it's January, I want to lose weight now, I'm going to go to the gym and drop out in 3 months. This is a lifestyle. And every morning I get up and I exercise. And we have to adopt that as a culture. Partly because we live in a more sedate culture. I mean, we go to work, we sit at desk, we do things. 100 years ago, maybe didn't have that problem. You know, people work in the field mm-hmm. 12, 14 hours a day. So we are vastly much more inactive than any other generation before us. So that body is still looking for and craving that movement. Interesting fact that I tell my patients too is when we do move and we do exercise, it actually releases endorphins mm-hmm. in our brain. And if endorphins is a chemical, basically, that makes us feel good. I mean, if you ever ate a big turkey dinner after Thanksgiving, you feel fat and happy and content, that's endorphins. If you've ever exercised and gotten a runner's high, that's endorphins. That's your body telling you to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. It's there to protect you and guide you. So these things are very natural for us. Exercise is one of the biggest things you can do. And then there's also importance of diet and nutrition and supplements. I mean, I'm not a big supplement guy, but there's times when, like in the winter months, vitamin D mm-hmm. is something I add into my vitamin because it helps offset what I'm missing out with the sunlight. But nutrition and diet, a lot of people, we talk about it, but the reality of it is, if you start eating healthy, you'll start understanding what that feels like. But once you eat a Big Mac and you've been eating healthy, what happens after you've eaten healthy for a week and you eat a Big Mac? You feel bloated. You feel like a rock in your gut. I mean, that's just because that's not normal for us. And we're in such a fast-paced environment that a lot of times we just say we don't have the time. And then the other argument I've always heard is it's too expensive to eat healthy. And I would argue and disagree with both of those. Meal prepping, getting your meals prepped on a Sunday, I mean, think about it. One of the things that people talk about is, what are we going to eat for supper tonight? And it's always kind of an ongoing discussion for families, you know. Well, we had hot dogs last night. Let's do pizza tonight. Okay. Best way you could do this is just plan on, and if you're going from job to work and raising kids and things, it's hard to make that time. But you're making that time anyway, because one day you may be making spaghetti and you're going to do a half hour prep. Other days you may be doing a mac and cheese and TV dinners, which is not healthy. But you're still using that time. You're still making food. So one of the things I often suggest is do meal preps. You know, plan out a menu for the week. Do it all on Sunday. Freeze it. Put it in a freezer. And then you can pop it out and microwave it, and you're done in 2 seconds. It's so much faster. But we don't always think that way. We just think, well, it's going to take so long. It really doesn't if you plan it out ahead. And then when you're planning, you can get really good deals on good, healthy food. Fruit and vegetables, nuts. You know, a lot of people, we think we have to do the fresh. If you know how they're packaging frozen vegetables and frozen fruits, they're flash freezing them. So the nutrients and all the vitamins are still there. But take a look at what you would pay for a 10-pound bag of fresh berries frozen. And it's just as nutritious and just as yummy as ever. So I think people really got to rethink nutrition, diet, and their exposure to the sun in the winter months. I really do believe that. Mm-hmm. Year round, I would argue. If you're inside all summer and you're not getting that sunlight, it's just as vital as in the winter months if you're not getting it. So
true. Gosh, you are speaking my language, Tim, and I can't agree with you more. I would encourage people to get outside, even when we've got some cold days, and we've had some, but if the sun is shining, even if you can get out for 10 minutes for a little walk, get some fresh air, get out there in that sunlight, help boost your vitamin D. We all need it.
Yeah. And I think the other thing people always think, you have to have this massive, huge workout scheme and belong to a gym. I don't belong to a gym, but I get up every day early and I do exercise in my home. I mean, and you don't need really fancy, expensive equipment. There's a lot of things you can find on YouTube that are full body exercises that are good for you and healthy. You know, sit-ups, crunches, push-ups. These are all things that you did in high school gym class. They're not that complicated. So you don't have to be a magical guru. The main thing is just get out and do it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where a lot of people misconstrue, and you see like the gyms, you know, come around January, February, everybody's got this New Year's resolution. We got to get back in shape. It doesn't have to be January 1st. In fact, I would argue there's never going to be a perfect time. Start it today. You know, once you develop these habits, and I would say do it every day for 30 days, it'll become a habit. Mm-hmm. And then you'll never look back. And that's really kind of cool to see the growth and the improvement you feel in yourself.
So true. Yes. And it is about taking those small steps that make a big difference.
Yes.
And it is about making it a habit and granting yourself grace.
Yes.
So you get started and you miss a day, or you fall off and you have a day or a few days of bad eating, not exercise.
Right.
It's okay.
Right.
Give yourself that grace.
Yeah. Love yourself.
And
it's
get
okay.
back on.
Yeah. You made a mistake. Okay. Mm-hmm. Big deal. You know, what would you tell your kids? What would you tell your best friend? Oh, give up? No, I'd say, yeah, you're doing good. It's okay. You had a setback. So I think we need to talk to ourselves more like a friend. And we don't do that. We get punishing on ourselves. So
we do. We immediately like go there to that headspace and just want to like, and you're right. We need to turn it around and have that be positive reinforcement.
Which kind of goes into some other things that we need to do for ourselves. And one of the things that we talk about in therapy is mindful practices. Mm-hmm. That can be as simple as guided breathing or, you know, little meditation exercises, things along those lines. I have other ideas as far as how we can do mindful practices. I mean, a lot of times it's just maybe changing your perspective. The example of, I was going to go work out at the gym. I did it for 7 days in January, and now it's the 8th and 9th day, and I didn't go. I'm going to just stop. I'm a failure. I can't do anything right. Changing that perspective, it's like, okay, you had a little setback. get back to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you're not changed a lot. You're just changing your attitude about yourself and what's going on around you. It's a simple change in your attitude. But then also, I think positive affirmations. One of the things I always tell people is, you know, positive affirmations, for those who don't understand, it's basically just little sayings that will pump you up throughout the day. Then you throw into account, you know, the idea of television and advertisement, and a lot of that is designed to kind of knock you down a little bit subtly. For example, if you want to be happy like us, this is the pill you need to take. Or if you want to be popular, this is the beer you got to drink. And under that message is a little subtle hint that you're not good enough as who you are. And there's as many as 7,000 ads that we're exposed to in a day. According to some of the research I've read, that means, you know, your banner ads on your Facebook, bumper stickers, roadside signs, commercials, radio ads, all that. That's a lot of negativity going into your brain every day. Mm-hmm. So we need to counter that. So one of the things I always encourage people is positive affirmations. You can get books on this. You can go to the internet and find up a whole line of different positive affirmations. And then gratitude. That's a daily practice that you have to do. And what gratitude, and what I've read about it and research indicates, that gratitude is almost the opposite of negativity and being down on yourself. Because when you're depressed and you're anxious, actually you're just thinking about, oftentimes you're thinking about what you've lost or what could happen, where I could lose something. It's a very negative mindset. Gratitude changes it, flips the script. Instead of thinking of what I don't have or what I lost or what I might lose, you know what, I got a lot in my life. Mm-hmm. I have abundance. I'm happy. It really goes counter to what our mind wants to do. And I think that's what's kind of exciting about some of these strategies. They're not complicated.
No, they're very simple.
Right.
And actually, to your point, you know, that negativity, I think that is like an inward, internal facing. Whereas gratitude is outward facing, external.
Yes.
And it does, like, what can you share? What can you do for others?
Yes.
And in turn, it just makes you feel better.
Yes.
It's so true.
And if you don't, if people are having a hard time grabbing onto this concept, the best way to demonstrate this is if you ever heard of a pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've gone through, you know, a coffee shop and drive through. All of a sudden, the car ahead of me, they said they paid for that for you. I was like, well, that's kind of cool. That was nice. What do I naturally want to do? I want to go to the next guy.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah, I want to pay it forward. And then, or you hope, open a door for somebody, or you do something nice for somebody, or you volunteer. You feel good. I mean, we're supposed to be doing it for others, but it has an intrinsic internal benefit for us.
Mm-hmm.
It actually releases good chemicals in our body. It makes us feel good. So we're social creatures. We're designed to help and support each other. And just doing that is going to do that for you.
Mm-hmm. And I have to touch on, too, when you were talking about the affirmations, it makes me think, you know, most of us, I think the percentage might be like 83% worldwide have smartphones nowadays.
Yep.
So we have all these apps on our phones.
Yep.
And I got to say, there are apps that give motivational quotes. You can actually, they're free. I have an app. It sends me a quote every single day. You can decide what time you want to get it. So talk about, like, if you need that little reinforcement, like, go find these apps and set it up for yourself so that you just get this positive plug same time every day.
Yeah, and I love that you brought that up, because the one thing that is exciting about our time, I know everybody looks at the world and we wonder about the chaos and all that stuff, but we actually live in a world of wonderment and amazing things going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about, you know, I went to college to get my master's degree, and then I remember going to the library and going to a card catalog and looking up stuff and trying to find periodicals and putting a paper together. Now I can go to my phone in my pocket and have all the information at my fingertips. It's amazing that we can do this. It's not something that we should be scared of. It's something we should embrace. Like you said, some of them are very free. I mean, a lot of them are free. Some of them will want a monthly fee, usually pretty small amount. But I'm thinking, you know, if you watch cable or you watch Netflix and you watch what's going on, watch the world news. I watch that for 30 minutes. I pay cable fee for that. And I don't know, I probably pay way too much per day for that. And what do I usually feel after I watch the news? Depressed.
Yeah,
I don't
like,
feel
why
good.
Did I watch that?
But we do. And then you watch the different movies and different negative messages we're bombarded with. And the reality of it is, if I spent $20 or $30 a month on investment that's going to make me feel better, that's cheap. I mean, that really is.
So true. Tim, we could just keep talking. There's so much great information as we work through the winter months. We welcome the new year. Tim has shared invaluable recommendations, suggestions to incorporate mindfulness, meditation, movement. Get out there and enjoy some fresh air and, you know, eat right. Exercise. There's so many apps too that can help you, like he has shared. Take some time and do some research, and we hope that you incorporate some of the suggestions and recommendations that Tim has shared with us today. With the last couple minutes we have, I want to make sure that we touch upon the program Senior Life Solutions.
Sure. We're a program designed for people 65 and older who are having some problems with depression or anxiety. And a lot of times people are worried or scared about those words, but I would argue at one point in all of our lives, we've had probably periods of depression. We've all had periods where we're anxious or worried about things. So it's I know the idea of mental health is a buzzword or a taboo, but it's very common. And so I often tell my patients, well, you know, we're all crazy. We're just, some of us get caught. And I do believe that. I do believe that we are all struggling through this life and how we can get there and help each other. That's all it is. So we meet and we talk as a group and I learn from them. Like I said, I shared an example of how I learned from them, but they learn from us and we just combine, and it's a really good growing experience. And many of the patients are very loyal. They come, you know, several times a week, several months at a time, and they are really making some progress. And that's the exciting part as a therapist, seeing growth and seeing people improve. That's what makes it fun. Couple other inspirational things I just wanted to touch point on, if you can get it in. One is the idea that we all have worth. I know when we're depressed and we're down, sometimes we feel worthless. We don't feel like we have any purpose. For those from a religious background, I would argue, you look at Psalm 139, you know, we are gloriously and beautifully made. If you look at it from a scientific point of view, the odds of a being in existence, it's 0.0000000042. So it's 20 zeros and 42. So the idea that we're even in existence is a miracle in itself. The odds against you even being alive right now, when you throw in all the astronomics of the universe, we're a miracle. It's a surprise that we're even here. So we need to enjoy and appreciate everything we have. And the last thing I often tell my patients is, how many bad days have you had? Well, I don't know, 100, 2,000, 10,000, I don't know, 10,000, 30,000. How many have you survived? All of them. So you're a survivor. That's what I want people to know, is there's hope. You got to hang in there. And that would be the best advice I give to most people.
That is a fantastic message to end on. Tim, thank you so much for being on the program today, sharing your wisdom, information, tidbits. We hope everybody out there encourages one another and embraces some of the recommendations and suggestions that you've offered today.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, and same to you. Hope your holidays are happy and healthy.
Thank you.
And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Diest Medical Center, where our focus is you.